Welcome to the Manager Tips, Tools, and Rules podcast, where you learn the fundamentals of being an effective manager. I'm Kevin Cruz, and the content in this podcast comes from video courses from the LeadX Leadership Success platform, which includes AI-powered leadership development for the modern workforce. You can start your 7-day free trial to get these video courses, book summaries, and even talk with chatbot coach Amanda by visiting leadx.org. Today, you'll be learning about holding effective one-on-one meetings with your team members. This is a critical practice that will totally change the culture and performance of your team or your entire organization. Now, just a quick note, since this audio comes from a video course, you're going to hear some weird swishing noises and special effects. These are the sound effects that are included in the video training program. So feel free to just ignore them or go to LeadX and you can watch these videos in their entirety. Again, visit LeadX, LeadX.org.
This is part 4 of 7 of one-on-one meetings, the perfect agenda.
You've scheduled one-on-one meetings, 25 minutes long, with each of your direct reports. But what are you going to talk about? What is the perfect one-on-one meeting agenda?
The Manager Tips, Tools, and Rules podcast.
The agenda is critical to making the O3 meeting valuable for both parties. Ben Horowitz is the co-founder of Andreessen Horowitz, which is one of the most successful venture capital firms on the planet. And before that, he started a tech company called Opsware, which he sold for a mere $1.6 billion. Horowitz is a big believer in one-on-ones. In fact, he even wrote about them in his book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things. Here's what he said.
Generally, people who think one-on-one meetings are a bad idea have been victims of poorly designed one-on-one meetings. The key to a good one-on-one meeting is the understanding that it is the employee's meeting rather than the manager's meeting. This is the free-form meeting for all the pressing issues, brilliant ideas, and chronic frustrations that do not fit neatly into status reports, email, and other less personal and intimate mechanisms.
Horowitz hits on a key point. This is really the employee's meeting, not the manager's, at least for most of the time in the meeting. And the value comes from great meeting design, which takes place in the form of an agenda. So I'm going to show you a model agenda, and then we'll walk through each question. Remember, your goal with the one-on-one is to both trigger drivers of employee engagement and to make sure the right stuff is getting done. You'll want to practice active listening and take good notes so you'll be able to follow up on things in the following week. So here's a model agenda. You ask, first, how was your weekend? Second, what's on your mind? Third, what's your most important task for the week? Fourth, how can I help? And finally, fifth, okay, here's what I've got for you. Let's walk through these one at a time. Question one, how was your weekend? Now, this is just a rapport building question, an opportunity to get to know your team on a personal level. I hold my O3s every Monday, so it's natural for me to ask about their weekend. You wouldn't ask about the weekend if you're doing your meeting on a Thursday, of course. The best relationship-building questions are open-ended and related to their family, like, hey, Emily had a swim meet over the weekend, didn't she? How'd it go? Or maybe you have something in common you might ask about. So, did you see Game of Thrones last night? Question number two, what's on your mind? Remember, employees want to be able to give ideas, to share problems, and to ask questions. This is their chance. The great thing about asking, what's on your mind, is that it's wide open. If you asked, how's it going? They'll probably just say, good, or crazy busy. If you ask, so what's going on? They'll tell you about projects. But if you ask, what's on your mind? They'll share all kinds of things. Or if they really don't have anything to share, they'll tend to jump right into projects, which is fine too. Question three. What's your most important task of the week? You could ask, what are you working on this week? But asking about the most important task, or MIT, is a very powerful productivity tool. We all have busy work to do. We all have fires to put out. But by identifying the MIT, the one thing, for that week, you cut to the heart of it. Have they thought through their priorities, and does it align with what you think should be their most important task? Also, if you're managing with metrics, which is a good idea, this is a chance to review them. What's your MIT and let's review your metrics. Metrics might be key performance indicators, KPIs, or objectives and key results, OKRs, or just progress against a schedule of work. Question number 4, how can I help? This is a support question. How can I help, or what do you need from me this week? They might say, I'm going to need you to review my report on Wednesday afternoon, or the contract is stuck in our legal department, I need you to push on them, whatever. This question and their answer both show you're willing to help them. It's an engagement trigger, and it's a productivity trigger. You know ahead of time what you need to schedule time for or to prioritize on your own task list. Question 5. Now, this isn't really a question, it's just a transition. Okay, here's what I've got for you. It's important that this come at the end of the meeting. They go first, you go last. They get most of the time, probably 15 to 20 minutes, and for your turn, you get about 5 or 10 minutes of the meeting. This is your chance to share brief information, it's your chance to give some positive or corrective feedback, or to follow up on any items you jotted down from the previous week. If your part of the agenda requires more than 5 to 10 minutes, it's likely you're diving into a topic or agenda items that could really be its own separate meeting. So that's it, the perfect one-on-one meeting agenda. What you'll find is that you can loosen up the language around these over time. I've been holding weekly one-on-ones with Vanya for probably 7 years now. Whether I ask, what's on your mind, or what's going on? She ain't shy. She's gonna let me know what's on her mind that week at the top of the agenda. But if I have a new hire and they aren't familiar with the rhythm and we haven't built up trust yet, then I tend to stick to the script. 1, how was your weekend? 2, what's on your mind? 3, what's your most important task for the week? 4, how can I help? And 5, okay, here's what I've got for you.
If you want to take your leadership skills to the next level, check out the LeadX platform for next generation leadership development. Available online and as a beautiful app, it includes over 200 micro video-based lessons, downloadable tools, and even comes with Coach Amanda, the world's first executive coach powered by IBM Watson Artificial Intelligence. Visit leadx.org.